Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Starfield Raw. I am Joe the Widget Wilson, and I am not joined by anybody today. Rook's internet dumped out, and it's not coming back up yet, so he cannot record. And Archon had some real-life matters to attend to, so he could not record. So I'm going to take the helm tonight, solo. It's going to be a short episode, but I will do my best for you guys. I'm not going to have my normal stars of the show here to do all the witty banter for you guys, but I will do my best. So next week, I'm pretty sure we're not going to be recording unless we find a way to do it early. Only because we're going to be prepping for WonderCon. Archon's got a lot to do to get ready to come to WonderCon. I'm so excited to meet him in person. We've been best friends for a while now and have never met in person because he lives in Michigan, the rat. And Rook, I've known him in person for quite some time. So he's meeting Archon for the first time in person as well. We're going to have an awesome 4 days. Archon's coming out Thursday next week. So 6 days from what you guys know of. And we're going to be in Anaheim, California, doing our thing. And like we said before, if you guys are in the area and want to hang out, let us know and we'll set something up. We're going to be doing quite a few things outside of the con as well as in the con. So it's going to be a blast. So I don't know if we're going to have an episode next week. I don't think we're going to have episode 34. We will have episode 34, but probably not for 2 weeks. So I apologize for that in advance. And just know that we're making good content for you guys on Raw and Nerdy and things like that. And if we can come up with anything for Starfield, we'll definitely record something for Starfield. So I'm going to get right into it. I'm going to get right into the news because there's a bit that went on. Game Rant released their wish list for Shattered Space, like what they want to see come out for Shattered Space, and it was only two things that they released. One, they wanted to learn more about the Varun. Why is this faction important? And they want to know what is its significance in the game. One of the things they mentioned was that there's all these different factions that they mentioned, the four major factions, which was the Freestar Collective, United Colonies, House Varun, and Crimson Fleet. But there's only three major faction quests for those three. Crimson Fleet, Freestar Collective, and UC. And we don't have anything on House Varun. So I am still convinced we're going to have something for House Varun on the next expansion. I think that Archon and I both are right on our predictions for this, so we're gonna see what happens. I'm really excited to still see what they're gonna release when they finally release information on Shattered Space, which hopefully will be very soon. They said it's coming out this year. They didn't say when, really, so hopefully soon. And they wanted to see, well, there's a lot of like mystique and secrecy about the Great Serpent and its followers, so that I think that's something that I fully agree with them. We need to see House Varun and see their major faction quests from them. And hopefully it involves Mabu. I want to see Andraja. Yeah. And one thing they wanted to do, the other thing that they requested and said they wanted to have more of, which I completely agree with as well, is they want to see more romance options. Right now it's only four people in the lead characters. They want the ability to romance some of the side characters, some of the people that you can pick up at the bar and become a follower. They want to see a lot more than just the four options currently in Starfield. And I'm sure a lot of you guys and ladies agree with me on that. We want to see more of those options. That's one of the most endearing things about the game for me, was romancing Andraja, for instance. I've done it several times because I love it. I love how she interacts with my character and what she does. And the wedding is awesome. It's romantic, but only two of us. Yeah, so I would like to see a lot more of that and get more backstory of the main characters as well. I think that would be really cool. And they were saying that ideally this should be expanded upon in the upcoming DLC, allowing players to shatter spaces in a different kind of way. They're saying it would be a move that fans won't expect. Well, newsflash, that's what we're hoping for. And to make Starfield, the world, feel more realistic is being able to openly romance other NPCs, which would be awesome. And I know that's something that Bethesda could very easily do. They've done that kind of thing in different games in the past, like for instance Skyrim had multiple different options for that. It wasn't in detailed romancing, basically you say a few words and you pick them up and they're your wife, but in Starfield it gets a lot more detailed. So I'm curious about how they would do it, and I think they should do it. They were even talking about being able to romance Vasco, and that's just, in my opinion, going too far. They said that even robots need love, and that's just too much. And they will go on to mention, like, what has been revealed about Shattered Space DLC, and pretty much the same thing we've been telling you guys. Nothing. They've been extremely tight-lipped about it, and that's it. Another thing on the news is the new update did release, which I'm sure you all are aware of, if you're still actively playing the game. And it's underwhelming, not gonna lie. It's not anything we were hoping for, but it did have a lot of good quality of life fixes. I have played the game after the new DLC, the new update. It's not bad. They're making the world a lot more real in terms of visual, sound, and design, lighting. They've been doing that for a while, fixing those problems, and it's working. They're doing a great job with it. But the fans are dying for any kind of hint of more content. They've gave us some hint at the end of last year, and then a little bit at the beginning of this year, but nothing else since. It's been dead-lit quiet. They did mention, though, that when they released the notes for this patch, they said that they're getting the game ready for the next upcoming content. And they did use the words content, so I'm really hoping that happens. PC Gamer released an article where they interviewed the former lead quest designer on Starfield, Will Shen. And by former, I mean he is no longer with Bethesda. The reasons why he's no longer with them is unknown. The article I read mentioned that he had left. That's all he said. And is now with a new startup studio called Something Wicked Games, which is, like most startup studios, a group of veteran designers getting together to make their own thing. Of course, there's nothing mentioned about what they're going to do, and that's for a Raw and Nerdy, if they ever mention that. We'll bring it up on there. So basically what he was saying is that in the interview that they did the last quest of the main story as a rush job. They had to rush through it. It was like this, they had got hit by a deadline and they needed to get it done now. I guess the original design for the final quest was different than what was put out. In some ways, I can see how it was a rush job. I can see it with how they threw the different enemies at you with the different sequences. From my previous background in game design, it felt something that was rushed up until the point where you come and actually face off the hunter and the emissary. Then it gets interesting, because if you've done that battle, you know how it phases between different timelines, different times, and stuff like that. It gets cool. And the story afterward is a little lackluster, but until you get into the Unity, and that's when you get to see something awesome. For those of you who have not gone into the Unity yet, you're missing out on a very key part of the story. Just saying. That's all I'm going to say about it. I liked the last quest. It did feel... by the time it was done, I was done with fighting and gunfights because it goes way too long into it. But it was still a really good quest, especially when you, like I said, meet up with the emissary and the hunter. So, yeah, that's what that's about. So in my gameplay, I encountered Dr. Sohola Bengalawa on my way to get a new power. And the small talk, while they scanned my ship, or was it scanning a rock sample, was absolutely hilarious. Just a little banter. So what kind of hobbies are you into and things like that? And a geologist walks into a store and asks the cashier, got any rock? The guy looks him up and down and says, and boom, the conversation terminates and the doctor flies off. For once, I would like to see a joke finished in this game. It's like a running gag where they constantly cut you off on the jokes right before the punchline, which in itself is the punchline, which is hilarious. But still, I really want to know what he said. I got the bug again a couple times where the little... they're not really star clusters. Because I found something in that mission where you go and... My least favorite mission in the game. Where you get the alternate universes and you have to kill bugs and kill robots. Kill bugs, kill robots. And they have those little phases. The distortions. So yeah, I'd call them dimensional distortions. I think that's the best way to say it. It's kind of what I feel is the case. And it's the same thing that you see in that quest. So I'm wondering, there's got to be something to that. There's got to be some kind of back meaning to all that. So I'm going to look into it and find out if there is, because it's very, very interesting. And did I mention I dislike that quest? Just saying. I mean, it just is like a grog. I dread it every time I go into that building. Except that one time where I did actually save both, which was awesome. And this time I actually talked him into giving me Experiment A7. That handy little shotgun that they have. And this time around, it seemed a little bit more powerful than the last time I got it. I've only gotten it twice. I've only succeeded twice in convincing him to give it to me. This time, I had a critical success and got it right away. And I'm very happy I did. It's very, very handy anti-bug, anti-alien weapon. It mows down these bugs everywhere. That is now my favorite anti-alien weapon. So yeah, I ran into that bug where they would constantly appear. The distortions, what'd I call them? The dimensional phase distortions or whatever. I just said it. I completely forgot. Anyway, those phase distortions, that was it. Where you go into the temple to unlock the power and they keep appearing and then instantly disappearing. Appearing like those false ones that you get every now and then where they'll come up and disappear and then the right one, the correct one will appear and you go through it. So I had to reload a couple times to get my powers, but that's really not that big of a deal. It's more of just an annoyance than anything, and I think it has still to do with my game. And then I did the part where you talk to the keeper about the Unity, and it cracks me up when you use the Starborn options because he gets that knowing like, yeah, I know what you are. I know what's up. Even though in my mind, I felt like he doesn't know who he is unless he really is playing. He really is that part anyway and is playing the role like I am, reliving my past experiences, if you will. So if you've completed the Unity, you know, I won't say more about it. You know what I'm getting at here. And poor Mateo, he gets so confused when you use the Starborn options. It's hilarious. I'm just using the Starborn options to get through everything really quick so I can get on to the next new game plus and the next universe. Still want to see if I can get a special one, but so far, no dice. And I almost play constantly in first-person mode. Rarely do I ever see my character in third-person. One time I did on accident, and I noticed that my Starborn suit is gold. If I remember correctly, it's always been silver. So it caught me because it was not just the lighting, but it was really solid gold. And it's not really any better than the previous suits I've had. I was going to ask my two best friends about that, but they could not make it tonight. So I will bug them about it next time we record. One thing I wish they would fix is they have a little continuity error. So even after you skip the hunter attack on the eye and you save everybody, Vladimir will then later on still mention that he got the eye patched up and is ready to start looking for temples again. It seems very inconsistent because the eye never got damaged when you do that route. So yeah, there's a little couple things like that I've noticed in the game where they get a little inconsistent when you do the Starborn path. That it would be nice if they fix those so it doesn't take you out of the game, because it takes me out of the story a little bit when that kind of thing happens. It makes me stop and go, wait, hold on, that didn't happen. Unless Vladimir is just, you know, confused, which the way he talks to you every time you go into the eye to get a new place, you have to sit or a new temple location, he just sits there and babbles on for like 5 minutes while you're trying to click E or click on him to get the next temple location. So he's a little flighty. I think it's just too many times staring at the stars, too many times staring through data. He's lost a little bit. Really cool dude, but he's just not right. That's what I'm boiling it down to in my RP. My minigun is still completely bugged out and is now completely useless. I have tried many times to reload, backload the game to see if I can get it to come up. I tried it against a robot where it was invisible and I was still pooting out bullets, and it did hardly any damage at all, like hardly any. So I kind of wasted 30,000 credits on it because I dropped it and then picked it up to see if it would change. It's now back to being a graphic and actually holding it in my hands and stuff like that, but it's a white gun now with hardly any damage. So it was completely pointless. And I bought that gun for a very specific mission. The one I was just telling you guys, I don't hate as a strong word. I just dislike aspects of it because it feels like I'm running through a maze every time that I never remember the route to. No matter how many times I do it, I cannot remember the route. And I got that gun to take care of the robots on the current universe. The alternate is the one with the bugs. I bought that to take care of the robots. And I have a gun to take care of the bugs I brought with me, but Experiment A7 is way better. So I'm going to use Experiment A7 in this. Almost done with it. I'm not going to worry about saving everybody. In fact, I might just save the solo guy for the first time. I've never done that. It's always been either saving everybody else, because I'm play such a good guy all the time, like, oh, I want to save the many, or the one time I've done it where I save both. And I really don't want to spend the time to go through and save both, because it does take a lot longer. It's like it doubles the quest time. So I'm going to actually just save the guy, because he's actually a really, really good follower, like the best outpost follower you can get. So I'm going to save him. I'm not really going to build an outpost. Well, you know, that's a problem. I might build an outpost, stick him in there just to see how much of an improvement it is. Because everything I've read and seen, it's a big improvement. Thankfully, I still have my Varun Inflictor. It's still my kill everything gun. It mows down bugs, robots, humans, ants, fleas, Hair lice. I mean, if you take out the head, of course, the hair lice are gone. It's just an everything killer gun. And if my hard target's kind of pointless up close, so I don't use that unless I'm far away stealth and then I blew everything to pieces. Rook had a couple interesting things he was going to talk about today. I'm not going to talk about them because I want him to. It's his playthrough. So I'm going to let him talk about it on the next episode we do. So I'm going to get into around Discord. A couple little things for you guys. Illnist shared a list of all the names that Vosko can say. And some of them, I got to admit, are very interesting. I wouldn't have even guessed that he would say some of these names. These, like all the basic ones, Alexander and Andy and all that stuff. And but then it gets into some interesting ones like Bannerman. Okay, sure. Atomic. Captain Atomic sounds like something out of a comic book. I highly recommend it. Naming your character Atomic. Bannerman. Let me see here. I'm just going through the alphabetical order here. Bowman's normal. Bowman. Oh my goodness. I can't say these on the air. Female double anatomy parts. Plural, singular, and just any other way you can really say them. So, yeah. That is something oh my goodness, I'm picturing right now and I'm dying. Captain Bees. Captain Fun Orbs. Brock, Brooklyn, those are all normal. Colligan, Burgess, Cherry Bomb. There is an interesting one. I want to see if they had a particular male anatomy one, but I don't see it. Not that phrase of it anyway. I'm only in C's. See if it happens in D's. Cormac, Cornelius, that's normal. Okay, Cosgrove is not normal. That word I'm not going to repeat because I could get deemed. Death. You could actually be Captain Death. That is epic. I highly recommend that one too. You can be Captain Dell. So you can be a really crappy computer. DeSalsa. DiMaggio. The Django. They've got a lot. And no, they don't have the other. Well, they do have it. They have it. Ding, ding. We have a male anatomy part in the D's. You guys can figure it out on your own. Won't be hard for many of you. Estian Batcher. Estevanico? There are some weird ones in here. I know a Genevieve. She's actually on a show. King of the Nerds. Met her a couple times. Hassan Buller. Hopgood. Oh, there you go. Oh, guys. The winning one. Hook. You could be Captain Hook. I've got to do that. I've got to make my next character Hook. So Vosko can call me Captain Hook. And he can be Humongous. And they have two different spellings of that. So either way, you're good. Oh, no. Oh, no. That was a terrible, terrible, terrible thought. Captain Humongous D. Yep. Nope. Don't do that, people. Do not do that. Isvan? Oh, yes. Captain Isvan. Jang Jun? Kal-El? Oh, Kal-El. Okay, I get that one. Yeah. Ding, ding. Lamprecht? Oh, there you go. Captain Lionheart. There's a winner. Yeah, and the list goes on by quite a bit. I'm looking for some. Oh, here we go. Norma Hammadi. Northrop, if you want to be into aircraft. Pendleton, Quartermain. A lot of famous names that are from different fiction. Like, most things you can think of are in here. There is a ton. You could even use the S word in both singular and plural. In description and not. Captain Sir. Ooh, Captain Spider. So you can be like a 5-year-old from a 1980s gang. Oh, this one's awesome. This is what my daughter would use probably because this was her one of her nicknames growing up was Sweet Pea. That and Squirrel. But I didn't see Squirrel. No, that's disappointing. No Squirrel. But they're Sweet Pea. There you go. Tallahassee. Takahashi. So you can go Japanese. Oh, Captain Unbreakable. That would never be true with my guys. I should have named my challenge character Captain Unbreakable. That in itself would have been a joke. Wazowski. Yeah, Captain Zip. So you get the point. A lot of interesting things. If you're interested, you can probably find it pretty easily online looking up Starfield Vosko names. It's 1,011 names that Vosko can say. So that's quite a few options. I gave you guys some good ideas. So let us know what kind of names you chose within reason, preferably PG rated. Well, actually, in our Discord, we don't care about that. In our Discord, you can go whatever you want to do. Just not X. We'll stay away from X. R is cool, not X. And our Discord, if you want to come on and join us, is discord.gg/rawpodcasts, RAWPODCASTS. Come in, join the fun, see everything that everyone posted. You guys can see the winning and the non-winning or awesome, you know, bases from the contest. Factory Outposts, come chat with like-minded people. And it's a very active community, especially with Starfield, as well as other nerdy things. So come on in, check it out. Come chat with us in voice chat. Nixer3000 shared a mod, and it's been shared a couple times on our Discord, but I'm going to give him credit this time. That's, you know, just because. And that's the Athanrakis Helm Mantis Replacer. And it pretty much makes the helm look like something out of Skeletor, a metal Skeletor with like this gauge on the back of the head. It looks pretty awesome. It's a lot better than the old one. And there's another Mantis Replacer that someone posted and I am looking for and I cannot see. Because right when I need to see it, I don't. Oh yeah, yes, here it is. Nixer3000 also did show the Mandalorian setup, which was pretty awesome. I know that was pretty popular. Mossy found some very interesting things on Iridani 2. And I know the Iridani system, it's a real... Well, they're all real systems that are in real life, but Iridani is one of the ones that's rumored or believed to have habitable planets. So I think that's pretty cool. But on Iridani 2, there's a lot of scene setups that do not make much sense at all. So I'm going to have to explore this planet and see if I can see what kind of... what happened there. Like, there's a skeleton... Full skeleton laying spread out on the ground in the middle of nowhere, holding a knife. It's got to be something. It's got to be some kind of backstory, like some kind of fight happened there or part of a battle or something. Or just something completely goofy, knowing Bethesda. So I'll have to figure that out. And if you guys figure that out before I do, which is the most likely occurrence, please let us know. I am curious. Starfield Raw wants to know. Budski, he found South California, and I'm going to butcher this name, on XI, so Z, Opiachi 8B, 8 Bravo. And it looks a lot like Southern California, especially the high desert area. The LA foothills looks a lot like it. Like, they did a great job making it look just like that. The Joshua bushes and everything. So if you guys have never been to Southern California, you're curious what it looks like, go there. Z, Opiachi 5 Bravo. XYOPIUCHI. I think I didn't butcher it too bad. But that's going to be it for me tonight, guys. I'm going to, instead of just rambling on and on and on, taking your time up, I miss my boys. It does not feel right recording without them. But I wanted to give you guys a little something tonight and let you guys know that we may or may not have an episode next week. It's most likely going to be a no. But if we can squeeze something out for you guys, we definitely will. We hate missing a week at all without good reason, like the holidays. But you can reach the show for anything business related or questions or... if you would like to request something from us, starfieldraw@gmail.com. Email us and we'll get back to you. You can follow us on Twitter @starfieldraw. You can follow us on Instagram, which I believe is rawpodcast1. Obviously, like I said earlier, on Discord, discord.gg/rawpodcast. You can follow me individually @thewidget on X, aka Twitter, Instagram, which I don't really get on social media a lot unless I'm doing it for the show. I get on X quite a bit, so you could always reach me there pretty easily. You can find me on Discord, the same thing, the widget. Archon is Archon. Rook is Rook. I'm not going to give out their socials because they're not on to do that, but you can find me as the widget as well on Steam and Xbox, that kind of thing. So I want to just say thank you guys so much for listening. And have an absolutely fantastic week. And we'll talk to you guys very soon.